American Radio.
If they want to take my guns, they're going to have to bring a station wagon and a whole lot of friends, because I'm not giving them anything.
From the Carr Firearm Studio.
Mark, we know they want to take our guns, and now we're going to make them eat it.
It's 2021. We're in a new decade.
Freedom might be an uphill battle sometimes, but freedom will always prevail.
Proudly presented to you by X Insurance.
X Insurance. Insurance.
On the Lead Slingers microphone, here is your host of Armed American Radio, the loudest conservative voice in America fighting for your rights, Mark Walters.
Welcome inside the Armed American Radio Monster Cast Carr Firearms Group Studios. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom today on the Lead Slingers microphone on the Armed American Radio Network. Every bit of it presented to you today by X Insurance, protecting the firearms industry and your freedom. More about X and all of our amazing partners coming up later on the broadcast. A lot of new listeners today. I said this last week, so it might sound a little bit redundant, but I welcomed Dayton, Ohio last week. I think I was a week ahead of myself, and the surrounding areas on Talk 94.5 FM. And Dayton is a city that I have lifelong ties, too many family members to count. My parents met. Let's just give you a quick example. My parents met and married in Dayton. Their parents met and married in Dayton. My great-great-grandfather owned a cigar shop in Cincinnati and then later Dayton. My wife and all of her family from Dayton. That was a fluke. I met her down in Florida. Let me just say, all of my Thanksgivings and Christmas holidays, when not at my home, wherever we lived around the country, were spent in Dayton, Ohio. And we have a lot of family and a lot of friends listening. Laura's listening. Jeff is listening. Thank you guys for tuning in. We appreciate it very much. Very deep roots. A huge shout out to all my family tuned in. That includes all of you new listeners on Talk 94.5 FM. You are family. Welcome to Armed American Radio. I am Mark Walters. We will get to know each other well. Your prescription for freedom is now being filled. Let's get the party started today. The saddest, biggest and saddest story of the past week, of course, 9/11, punctuated by the fact that today we watch Afghanistan fall under the total control of the Taliban, the very terror outfit that hid and protected the evil that attacked America 20 years ago yesterday, handed over by a pathetic figure, really, a weak, frail, and confused old man by the name of Joe Biden. America can and must do better. From the pure perspective of the Second Amendment this week, what happened? No story reaches the elevation of the Biden admin withdrawal of the nomination of the worst nominee ever to head the ATF, salaried gun grabber and lifelong gun confiscation advocate David Shipman. We will be talking a lot about that. Nothing short, though, of a stinging and embarrassing defeat for the anti-gun crowd, including the administration. Biden's nomination was so bad, he couldn't make it through a Democrat-controlled Senate confirmation. Hell, he couldn't even get to a vote. That's pretty bad when you control all three levers of power. That's how bad Shipman was. We will talk about the fallout of that and what it means with Alan Gottlieb in just a few minutes. Shipman, from the outset, though, was a slap in the face to all gun owners, and I mean all gun owners, meaning all gun owners, the 100+ million, let me repeat that, 100+ million American gun owners who do nothing more than lawfully exercise their God-given American recognized right to bear arms every single day. And get this, of all political stripes, a slap in the face to all of us and a pitiful display of political payback and promise to a group of hate-filled hypocrites who simply hate you and hate your freedom to bear arms. It's that simple. There's nothing more to it than that. It is not a big equation. This is not about crime. We all know it. Joe Biden knows it. And if he knows anything anymore, to be fair, let's just say he used to know it. This is about, once again, wiping out your freedoms so they can have complete control. A man who, through criminal incompetence, really, in my book, just surrendered an entire nation to a ragtag bunch of terrorists, arming them with American guns, all while salivating over taking yours. To those who say I'm exaggerating his views, go read his own words at Joe Biden. Let me tell you how to get there again. So you don't just hear me as this gun nut talk radio host. Go read his own words. Look this up at Joe Biden plan to reduce gun violence. Then go sit in the corner, put your gum on your nose and wear your dunce cap. It's in his own words, not mine. Deal with it. The fight for our right to bear arms rages on day in, day out. It never sleeps. They never sleep. And we never sleep. I'm living proof of that. In fact, my doctor, who just 3 days ago ordered me more of it. Sleep, that is. As the nation is divided, not all gun owners think alike just because we're gun owners. So let's go here briefly. Think of it like this. Birds of a feather flock together, right? Being a gun owner doesn't change a thing. We're still going to hang with those who we ideologically agree with. That's human nature. Being a gun owner doesn't change that. Those who think it does have simply lost their way. The nation is divided. Gun owners are in the middle of it. The battle rages on amongst ourselves. And as so many others on the front lines will attest, these professional gun grabbers are not our friends. They never will be. Ever. They hate us. And let's be honest here. Let's be honest here. We're no big fan of theirs either. This much I can promise. They, the gun grabbers and the gun-hating leaders of the Democrat Party, have absolutely zero intention of seeing eye to eye with you, with me, with us as gun owners ever. Those on our side of this ongoing battle who believe that somehow we can all just get along, as I mentioned before, have just simply lost their way. It isn't going to happen. It's a pipe dream. As sure as we're chatting here today, I can assure you that Shannon Watts, the hate-filled founder of Moms Demand Action, that's a silly name too, by the way, when you think about it, and everything or every town for phony gun safety, has no intention of ever shaking your paw and singing Kumbaya. But what about all those new gun owners? Many are Democrats. Yes, they are, and good for them. I'm happy about that. Now go fix your party leaders and the hateful liars that run the aforementioned groups aligned with your party. That's your responsibility. It's not mine. That's your responsibility. Take the bull by the horns, take some action, and make some change on your side. We can't do it here. As I've just mentioned, the nation is divided. 250 years into our history, and this is where we are. It is becoming more evident by the day that it may be hopelessly divided. I don't know the answer to that question. I hope I'm wrong. But just one example. Red and blue America are further apart than ever, and there's no sign of getting any closer. So let me ask you this thoughtful question here. 9/11, yesterday. Did 9/11 bring us together as a nation 20 years ago? For a while. This nation's farther apart now than at any time since 1859 and two decades since 9/11. More wishful thinking? Can't we all just get along? The gun grabbers don't want to get along with you. We don't need, because we hear this a lot. Well, unfortunately, maybe it'll take another catastrophe. That's how divided the country is. We don't need another catastrophe, nor do we want another catastrophe to bring us together. Look how the last one turned out. It's not going to work 20 years later. Division and hatred all across the fruited plains and being amplified by a pathetic, weak, tired old man warning you his patience is wearing thin with you. Can you believe this? I would rationalize that a man who believes he has the authority to mandate needles and substances can be stuck in your arm because he says so would have zero problem telling you he doesn't think you should have those guns either because, well, you know, it's a public health issue, which is what the Democrats have been trying to tell us guns are for years. A public health emergency. Joe Biden can mandate private businesses stick needles in their employees' arms or fine them $14,000 a day. What makes you think he can't decide those guns are bad for public health? We're in the midst of a pandemic. Crime is rising. We've got to do something. Give us your guns. Read Joe Biden's plan to stop gun violence. Don't just take my word for it. He would have no problem telling you that. Well, Joe, here's the way I think. I'm sure you probably do, too. My patience is wearing thin, too, brother. It's your move. And our latest victories against you, most notably Chipman, prove, guess what? We aren't going anywhere. And we're going to stand here, and we're going to continue to fight you and your mandates. whatever you decide, they may be. Clearly, you've drawn the battle lines between red and blue. What party wants our guns? The Democrat Party. We're prepared to fight. When we come back, Alan Gottlieb will be here. We will talk about this, and we're going to go into the weeds with Alan for three segments. Chipman, though, will be a major topic of discussion. That's an important story. What happens after Chipman? Alan Gottlieb will help tell us. AWR Hawkins will give us the Breitbart News Second Amendment Report. Dr. John Lott will be here, and a classic Armed American Radio roundtable. Don't go away. Buckle in. Dayton, Ohio. I am Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom. Welcome to the show. Be back right after this with Mr. Alan Gottlieb.
It's well known that we live in a world where even good police officers can become targets for frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide liability insurance for police officers to eliminate your exposure and to protect you. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
Defender Coffee was created by patriots for patriots. It's coffee for Americans devoted to defending the Second Amendment. It's coffee for Americans who understand that if you don't fight for your freedom, you lose it. That's why Defender Coffee donates profits to gun rights organizations that fight to defend the Second Amendment. When you drink Defender Coffee, every single cup defends your right to keep and bear arms. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today and get free shipping when you join the coffee club. DefenderCoffee.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15-style rifles, AR-style pistols, bolt-action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family-owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hey guys, Mark here. No music in the background for this spot. I want you to hear what I'm telling you here. You know from listening to the show that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you didn't know is that there are now over 6 million registered users. Think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million. That's 1 million items listed every single day. Every single day. So I promise you that if you can't find it on your store shelves, you'll find it at GunBroker.com. That's GunBroker.com. Go register. It's 100% free. guys, this hour of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Daniel Defense. In its entirety, makers of the best AR, M4 platform rifles, and AR pistols on earth. Visit DanielDefense.com for more info. Welcome back to the show. Also, take the chance now to jump in that Daniel Defense raffle. This is the last night I'm going to be able to tell you about it because it ends on the 13th, which is tomorrow, but the drawing is on the 14th. So you have tonight and tomorrow. It's a good time to get this done. Visit armedamericanradio.com or armedamericannews.com. Take your pick, and you will see the huge Daniel Defense banner there. Click on it. We'll take you right to the raffle. I bought four tickets, $25 a piece. That gives me five tickets. You buy four, they give you an extra ticket. Daniel Defense pretty good about that, by the way. That's why Armed American Radio listeners are winning. So I would love to see an Armed American Radio listener win this $7,742 package. Check it out. It's on the web pages. And the raffle goes to benefit the Double D Foundation and the Youth Shooting Sports. We'll talk more about our partners when we come back. Let's go to Mr. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. Alan, how are you today, my friend? A pleasure as always.
I'm doing great. I just can't believe it's been a week since I was with you last time. Boy, that
seems
went
like
fast.
Seems like yesterday, doesn't it? It really truly does. And these hours go by fast, too, so let's jump right in and see what we can get. First off, I'd like to ask if you had anything to add to what I had to say at the intro.
That was a great intro, and you delivered it really very, very well. It was a special delivery today, and it was right on point.
Then on that, let me say thank you, and let's jump over to Chipman, because that is, without a doubt, the biggest news in the Second Amendment realm of things today, and there's a lot going on with that. It's not just that the nomination was withdrawn, but I want to kind of get into the weeds with you on that. There's a lot happening here. First off, we all know David Chipman is literally a paid shill for the gun control lobby on the salaries. This was definitely a political payback nomination, you believe?
Oh, it's definitely a political payback nomination. I mean, he worked for anti-gun groups payroll, and there's no doubt that they helped lobby Biden to pick him. He's their friend. He carries their water, their agenda, but also carries Biden's agenda. You know, we all know Biden's come out and now said that he wants to ban 9mm pistols and semi-automatic rifles, and Chipman's all on board with that. So it was sort of, if Chipman would have gotten the nomination to run the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, it would have been like putting a child molester in charge of Child Protective Services.
Yeah, you've said that before, and I want listeners to understand. We're not trying to be redundant with it. Is it critical that you understand what it is Joe Biden did here? This is one of the worst nominations to head any government department ever. This was so in your face and so political. It really showed what Joe Biden was made of and what it told us where he was going with us moving forward, which is why go ahead, please.
Yeah. I'm sorry to interrupt, Mark, but I just want to say please. It also shows something else. It also shows the power of the gun rights movement on the grassroots level. Mm-hmm. We'll work with us all to make sure that senators were bombarded with, you know, messages, calls, emails, and everything to vote against them. And it was a big setback for the Biden administration. When they announced that they were going to withdraw the nomination, they didn't make a whole lot of points with it, because quite frankly, they knew that the gun ban agenda is not selling right now, and they're getting concerned about the midterm elections and the power of the grassroots, gun movement in this country. And it really flexed our muscles. And I just want to thank everybody that contributed to writing and contacting their senators to make sure this Chipman nomination was going to be defeated on the floor. And so now we can honestly say it was the Biden gun ban lobby zero and the gun rights movement one. And we won this one as a big victory, a big setback for Biden. And I think it's going to really make them think twice before they do anything right now. And at the same time, it not only put a smile on the face of gun owners across the country, but I think it fired our movement up.
Oh, there's no question it did. I think going back to the nomination, this showed me, just the nomination of Chipman alone, when I first heard about it, I thought this is such a blatant in-your-face move. This is what we're going to have to deal with. There's no question that this was, this was political from the outset. I'm going to stick it right down the throat of the gun lobby is what he was trying to do there. And he did with the nomination, but the gun lobby came back. So the question is, how did we do it? Yes, we made a ton of phone calls, but is the other side really listening? Or do we have friends on the other side that we might not be aware of? We know King in Maine said, I can't support this. To me, that gave Manchin a clear opportunity to say, whew, yeah, I'm not alone. And then, of course, Tester in Montana, those three. But what swayed them?
I think what swayed them was the fact that, let me start with Maine, with Senator there. The gun rights movement was very organized. The Sportsman's Coalition in Maine was in constant contact with him, worked the problem very, very well, and I want to give him a lot of credit. And, they really worked on him. In the case of Manchin, you know, right now Biden's approval rating in West Virginia is down to 27%. And Biden, and Manchin is not really, you know, an anti-gunner. This was a step way too far for him. He wasn't going along with it. And in Tester's case in Montana, he's up for re-election and a very tough re-election for him. Yeah. And this would have been a crowning blow. It would have made sure he would have been defeated for sure if he supported this nominee. And so they couldn't do it. I mean, in the grassroots gun movement in all those three states worked very, very hard. Nationally, national gun groups worked very, very hard. This was a real big victory for us. You know, we were playing defense this year instead of offense, which I don't really like to do, but we played defense very, very, very well, and we won the game.
Alan, are we playing defense only because the media makes it appear that we're playing defense? Legitimate question, I think. When really, aren't we on the offense when we look at what happened with this nomination? It's just that the media makes it appear that we're always back on our heels by giving all the gun grabbers the media. Could that be?
Well, the media doesn't really want to talk about our victories. They don't want to help us, you know, achieve, you know, our freedoms, the defense of our freedom. But to be fair about it, we're on defense because Biden's in the White House and Nancy Pelosi runs the House and Schumer runs the Senate. And we're on defense. We can't get anything pro-gun through. And we're defending ourselves from all these arrows being fired at us on a daily basis. So we are on defense. There's no two ways about it. But I think what you're trying to get at is the fact that while we're playing defense, we're scoring a lot of victories, mm-hmm. and not just when the other side takes a shot at us. But let's be honest about it. We have a record number of Second Amendment sanctuary counties and cities across the United States right now. We have a record number of states with constitutional carry where you now don't have to get a permit to exercise your constitutional right to carry a firearm for self-defense. Those are pretty big victories. We're looking at some very major court battles that we've won this year, including taking out the assault and ban in the state of California, which, of course, California is appealing, but we have a federal court ruling. We're looking at a record number of court cases going up the court system, to one getting to the Supreme Court that they're going to hear in the next fall term, that hopefully, and I believe they will, say that we do have a right to carry, and these states that don't let average citizens get a permit to carry a firearm for self-protection, this law is going to get struck down. I think if you take a look at all that, take a look at the record number of first-time gun buyers, not just in 2020, but in 2021, and those people translating now, responding to messages from the gun rights movement, joining the gun rights movement to defend their rights, we are really moving the football down the field.
Yeah, we really, truly are. Alan Gottlieb, great words of encouragement there from the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. We're going to try to keep that attitude going for the next two segments with Mr. Gottlieb. We'll be back with Alan right after this. Don't go away.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Lead Slinger's Whiskey was founded by 7 combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Lead Slinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadSlingersWhiskey.com today.
The North American Arms 32 NAA Guardian Pistol, designed in partnership with Convor Ammunition. The 32 NAA fires a cartridge based on the 380 case, but necked down to hold the smaller 32 bullet. The result is a remarkable gain in ballistic performance that produces more velocity, energy, and stopping power than any conventional 32 ACP, 380 ACP, or 380 ACP plus P. The 32 NAA from North American Arms. For more information, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high quality leather and a premium indoor outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts, or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
As host of this program, I am proud, very proud, to welcome Daniel Defense to our airwaves. Founded in 2001 by President and CEO Marty Daniel, Daniel Defense is now the world's leading manufacturer of the finest AR-15 style rifles, AR style pistols, bolt action rifles, and accessories for civilian, law enforcement, and military customers. Daniel Defense is a family owned and privately held firearms manufacturer in Black Creek, Georgia, not far from these AAR studios. 20 years of manufacturing freedom has evolved into one of the most respected and recognizable firearms the world has ever seen. All Daniel Defense products carry a lifetime warranty, and the Daniel Defense name remains unmatched in quality, precision, and world-class customer service. To learn more, visit DanielDefense.com. That's DanielDefense.com.
Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason on KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker, and you're tuned into the Armed American Radio Network. Now let's get back to the man himself, Mark Walters.
Don't you just love Andy Hoosier, the voice of reason? KQAM, Wichita's Big Talker, you're tuned in right now. We love you guys. Lots of mail comes in from KQAM in Wichita. You got a great lineup up there as well. And of course, Andy Hoosier, who fills in for me on The Daily Show if I have some travel arrangements moving on, which I will have coming up in the next few weeks. I'll keep you posted on all of that. But I have a sneaky, suspicious feeling you might be seeing and hearing from Andy Hoosier here coming up soon in the very, very near future as I get out and skirt around the country for a little bit, fighting for your right to keep and bear arms, in particular the end of September. Well, in about 12 days, actually, 10 days, actually, on the steps of the Michigan Capitol. We're looking forward to that. I'm going to have some fun with Gretchen Whitmer, half Whitmer. We will have fun with that. Alan Gottlieb, welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Monster Cast with me. It's always a pleasure to have you on, sir. I was reading some of the comments coming in. If those of you who are watching on the Facebook, social media, and OpsLens page can comment, and I was seeing some of those. And Alan, people really appreciated your words of optimism, and you know how we've got to keep playing offense. But I have to ask you this: when we were talking about playing offense and defense, it to me, again, this is the media critic in me, Alan, and you know the media critic in me very well for a long time. But even when Trump was in office, okay, we didn't have the House of Representatives, we had the Senate, but even when the Republicans are in office, it seems like the media still gives every town for gun safety, all the Bloombergians, all the polls are in their favor, even when we're on offense with power structure in our place, it's still defense. And that's kind of what I was referring to in my opening remarks. isn't it something that we're just going to have to get accustomed to, that this is just the way we're going to have to fight this battle? Because they have no intentions of ever stopping.
Well, there's no doubt the media doesn't fairly or accurately present not just the philosophical part of the gun rights issue, but the actual battle for what's going on. They prop up our opponents all they can, and they demonize us as much as they can. You know, a good example this week when we scored some very big victories, you know, I made news like, you know, on, you know, Breitbart and Fox News and even Yahoo News. But ABC, CBS, NBC, The Washington Post, New York Times, The L.A. Times, they don't contact us because they don't want to help promote us.
Now, OK, is that really true? They really They really don't want to help us. So they don't want to get that perspective, because that seems to me to fly in the face of everything they say they are. Now, of course, I'm being facetious, but still, it's completely legitimate. These are supposed to be unbiased organizations that give us the news. And this is, again, what we're up against. They won't even contact you.
No, you know, they had lots of quotes on, you know, David Chipman's, you know, nomination being spiked, you know, about how horrible it was, how evil we were for opposing it, but never contacted us, really. No.
Well, I mean, you know what else is interesting, too? Go ahead.
Yeah, the anti-gun legacy media only really presented one side of it, that we were evil for opposing the nomination, quoted the other side, you know, all the people that signed paychecks for him in the past, but didn't bother to ask us for a quote.
You know, and what's interesting, too, is when you do get contacted, and I have. I've spoken to CNN. I've spoken to the New York Times, MSNBC. Believe it or not, their print, but they actually did a very fair piece. I was quite surprised by the reporter. It was a couple of years ago. But even when you do talk with them, you have to be really, really careful in what you say, because you never know how they're going to put it out there. I mean, that's just kind of the way it is right now, and I we're fighting that battle. That's not going to change. I just don't see any end to that. But you do a masterful job at it.
Yeah.
And thank you very much. And by the way,
my trick, Mark, when I'm dealing with, you know, hostile anti-gun media, and they do call me, you know, which is, again, getting rarer all the time. Mm-hmm. But when they do, I make sure my answer is a one sentence response that they can't twist, or they can't, you know, really edit out to make sense for what they want to do on their spin. And rather than give them three or four sentences or a paragraph where they can pick and choose what they're going to print, I only give them one sentence, and so they only get one choice.
Yeah, well, that reminds me of a conversation I had with NBC New York on their morning show, their morning television show, local, not the national. And the guy said, the woman reporter said, "How many of those assault weapons do you have?" I said, "I don't know, six or seven. I've lost count." And the conversation between the two of, what in the world does he need that many for? Why does he have six of these? Good? I mean, they just, it's fun to watch, but it is just kind of the way it is, where it's just something that we're going to have to deal with. All right, Alan, people are loving the conversation here. A lot of people, I want to make a point here that just for you listeners, I saw today, we're speaking of Fox News, Sheriff Kurt Hoffman was on the show with Deputy Mubarak last week on Armed American Radio. And since that interview, they have taken off. In fact, Deputy Mubarak will be on Fox and Friends tomorrow morning. And there was an article in Fox News today up front with Sheriff Kurt Hoffman and Deputy Mubarak about that fascinating story that they told us, broke it right here on Armed American Radio last week, about him moving his family out here and becoming a deputy. It is really getting some legs. So if you want to tune in tomorrow to watch Deputy Mubarak on Fox and Friends, that's the individual that I spoke to last week with Sheriff Kurt Hoffman, and we're really proud of them for doing what they're doing and the legs that they're getting on that story. Great stuff. Alan, as we get ready, we still got a couple minutes. Let's talk media again, because this is also a big topic coming up at the GRPC. I want to talk about the GRPC because that's coming up. And the media tends to play a big role. How can the average listener, gun owner, who doesn't write for a paper or who doesn't have a radio show or doesn't work for the Second Amendment Foundation, what can we do to help sway the media? Because this is the only way we're going to be able to take this back. Don't they have to hear from all of us when they see that junk? What should the average listener, viewer, reader do?
Well, I don't think the media cares about being swayed. I mean, they're by and large, you know, not our friends, and you're not going to change them. But the important thing is we need to reach the public, and you can't reach through them. So that's where, again, social media comes in very handy. You know, your posts, your tweets, you know, get reposted, retweeted, shared. And it's important, if you can't even come up with your own thing to post, retweet or share somebody else's. If somebody else makes a really good point, retweet it, share it, post it. And we go over the media's head. And we did that with Chipman, quite frankly. You didn't see any of the legacy mainstream media from promoting what we were trying to do in blocking the Chipman nomination. But we went around the media, and we were successful. And that's what gun owners have to do.
And going around the media in this case was going directly to Congress, and it worked. There's no question about it. It's powerful. We saw the same thing happen with the ammo ban. We've seen it happen before. We know we can sway it when we need to. Now the media, you're right, I believe 100% everything you just said. There's no way. They don't give a crap about us. Now, social media, let me mention this. Social media, on the other hand, can't stand us. I've lost thousands of followers. I know I'm being shadow banned. They won't give me a blue check, even though I fit every one of their criteria, because they hate what we talk about. So I'm just going to ask you, is it working? Are we really getting through on social media?
Well, some people, some gun rights organizations have had some problems. We've sat down with Facebook on numerous occasions at the Second Amendment Foundation. We got a blue check, Mark. And quite frankly, we're running ads, on Facebook all over the country at record levels. That's particularly aimed at reaching new gun owners. And Facebook is running those ads. They don't block them at all. I have to admit that on the Second Amendment Foundation's Facebook page, I believe that, we're being limited in our reach on how many people our posts get to go to. I mean, when you have 500,000 followers, but you only get through, 7, 8, 10, 12, 24,000 if you're lucky. I mean, somebody is making sure you don't reach everybody. By and large, though, we're doing everything we can with it. We don't have much of a choice. We can't ignore it, because if we ignore it, we are totally banned, not just shadow banned. So we have to keep fighting and keep trying. I think Facebook and some of the other, social media outlets are going to realize pretty shortly that they're being considered more and more as a public utility or a monopoly, and legislation and legislators in various states, as well as Congress, is coming down on them, and they need all the friends and allies they can get. So the more they pick on us, and the more they limit our reach, et cetera, or new use of their platforms, what's going to happen is that they're going to end up, suffering the consequences from it. I think they're starting to understand that. Let's hope.
I hope you're right about that. And I've talked about the same thing. I believe you are correct about that. That by not doing so, they're rendering themselves irrelevant in the future. Armed American Radio will continue with Alan Gottlieb. One more segment right after this. Hey guys, Mark here, and from listening to the program, that our partner, GunBroker.com, is celebrating over 20 years in business. But what you might not know is that there are over 6 million registered users. I want you to think about that for a second. 6 million registered users. And it gets better. There are over 1 million, that's 1 million items listed every single day. I know you can't find what you're looking for on your store shelves. You're no different than I am. I can promise you that what you can't find, you will find at GunBroker.com. It's real simple. GunBroker.com. Go there today. Register like I did. It's 100% free.
As a gun owner, have you ever thought about the liability that would come with having to use your weapon in self-defense? Or the liability that would come with having one of your guns stolen or misused? Or perhaps you work in a profession like security or law enforcement that requires you to carry a gun. Regardless, it's well known that responsible gun owners and security professionals across the country have become targets of frivolous lawsuits. At X Insurance, we provide custom firearm liability insurance to eliminate your exposure and to protect you from unscrupulous lawyers. And if lawsuits do arise, we aggressively fight them. We're the very best at what we do, and we've been doing it for more than 40 years. We offer same-day quotes and solutions, so call us today or have your insurance agent call us, and we can work with them to fill any gaps in your existing policy. But call today, and let's get that target off your back. For more information, visit xinsurance.com. That's xinsurance.com.
I promise you a new year in 2020 on Armed American Radio. Now you get to say hello to Bursa. Born in Argentina and raised by shooters all over the world, Bursa is amazingly accurate, predictable, and reliable. Also, more safety features than you can imagine with added value in every single trigger pull. It's a gun you'll definitely want to own. Home defense, concealed carry, competition, target shooting, first-time buyer, seasoned gun owner. Whether you want something for your purse or service and security, say hello to Bursa. Bursa.com. BERSA.com.
America was founded through the blood of hard-fighting, hard-drinking men. Men who believed in freedom and whiskey. Who laid down their lives and their fortunes, forging the bedrock of this republic, and in doing so created a new species of man, the American. Leadslinger's Whiskey was founded by seven combat veterans who were tired of people afraid to support the Second Amendment. Together, they brought their love of American bourbon whiskey to freedom-loving, like-minded Americans. For more information and to read the story of Leadslinger's Whiskeys and Rum, visit LeadslingersWhiskey.com today.
Car, the 25th anniversary K9 and the venerable P9 in various configurations. Magnum Research, the classic Desert Eagle available in 50, 44, 357, and the new 429 DE calibers. The BFR, biggest, finest revolvers, and the Magnum Light. Auto Ordnance, the classics, Thompson, that's right, the Tommy Gun, the incredible M1 carbine, and the one and only classic 1911. Car Firearms, a family of brands standing for your family's freedom.
AAR self-defense fans, I am extremely excited to be introducing you to the latest, most effective non-lethal self-defense product I think I've ever seen. It's called the Defense Alert Device, or the DAD, by Tigerlite. When I saw this device, I immediately reached out to the owner. At only 5 inches long and 4.6 ounces, this thing can be openly carried in the palm virtually everywhere. My 18-year-old daughter now carries this thing, as does my wife. Consisting of a chemical spray and a powerful 5-mode blinding light, the DAD, when activated, also sends an alert and your GPS location to any of your contacts anywhere in the world, alerting them to your situation. This thing is life-saving and can be carried by anybody, hiking, leaving work, whatever the situation. Check out the Tiger Light, at tigerlight.net. Use the promo code AAR15 and get 15% off. The first 20 that do that will also get free shipping. This thing is the real deal. My kid carries it. I trust it. You can trust it. Tigerlight.net. AAR15. Take 15% off. First 20 of you get free shipping.
It's Mike Gallagher wanting to let you know that the crew of the Desperado Sport Fish in Virginia Beach, Virginia, supports Armed American Radio and the Second Amendment, and I'm right there with them. Now back to Mark Walters.
Indeed. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's monster broadcast, the Car Firearms Group Studios, the Leadslinger's microphone lit up for you all across the country. Every bit of it presented by X Insurance. I had a fantastic conversation with the CEO of X Insurance, Rick Lindsay, yesterday in the car for about a half hour. A lot of very cool things. In fact, you might be seeing some industry-changing stuff here coming down the pike. In fact, we may be coming to a scene. I'll explain it later. I'm getting ready to do an expose with you guys with X in coming couple, three or four shows down the road as we put this together. I will keep you advised on this, but suffice to say, big things happening, and I'm thank God for X Insurance making all this possible. You see above me, where is it? There he is, Daniel Defense, Freedom, Passion, Precision. I just got my 12-pack of 32-round magazines in anticipation of my DDM-4A1 arriving in the very near future. DefenderCoffee.com. I actually have some iced coffee here. I'm being a little careful with it because it's late in the day. Don't want to drink too much of that. Want to get some sleep tonight. Crossbreed Holsters. The promo code is AAR21. Defender Coffee, the promo code is AAR. Daniel Defense, I mentioned. North American Arms. Gunbroker.com studios tomorrow. On the Crossbreed Holsters microphone. See how it all works together for you? It's all fun stuff. Bursa, LeadslingersWhiskey.com, MyPillow.com. You guys have really stood up big time for Mike Lindell. Please make sure to continue to use the promo code AAR. It is so fun to watch as he vehemently fights for our right to bear arms. You know what? Nobody can prove him wrong yet, and there's millions of dollars at stake. I love it. It's such a fascinating thing to watch as we watch the whole thing unfold, still from the previous election. And, of course, TigerLight.net, TigerLight.net. Use that non-lethal self-defense tool that my daughter uses and my wife uses. I can promise you, you will love it. And HeavensHarvest.com. If you don't have any emergency supplies on hand, save up for it. $179 will get you and your family through the first 72 hours and actually a couple weeks after that for $179. Use the promo code AAR and Clayton and the family will send it to you for free. You will get free shipping using the promo code AAR. And I'm going to be putting a bucket of my own Heaven Harvest food in a promo coming up the next couple weeks. More about all that later on the broadcast. Let's go back to Alan Gottlieb. Alan, real quick before I go to a press release that you put out, got a couple questions, good questions from some listeners. First one, what can you tell us about the Biden judges now, 7 months into this monstrosity? Where are we at here as far as judges are concerned?
Well, that's a very good question. You know, the Second Amendment Foundation has something we call the Judicial Accountability Project, where we review all the judges that get nominated and are confirmed. There's no doubt that the Biden judges are not good judges. He's obviously using, you know, their gun ban agenda as a litmus test. He has actually so far got more nominated than we thought he'd be able to do, but not confirmed yet. We've been able to slow the process down on confirmation fairly well. So there's a lot of them in the queue rather than being on the bench. But of course, you know, the clock is running against us. And again, that's why I'm saying we're playing defense. And let me just say also, when I'm playing defense, I get made everybody sound like, you know, things are really pretty optimistic. And in some ways they are. And I talked about how, you know, when we're running the ball down the field. But you have to bear in mind that the football game analogy here, it's like a football game where the rules have been changed. Doesn't matter how many points we score. If they get one touchdown, we lose our rights. And that's what it's all about right now. That's why we're on defense.
That is a great point. Also, I had a question about delays in state CCW processing. You have been involved in that in the past. Are we seeing any more shenanigans there around the country?
It's frustrating. Most of the delays right now that we're really seeing are really more COVID-related than anything else. Places like in Illinois, it's also compounded by the fact that money's been taken away from the state patrol that was supposed to be used for the background checks to be able to issue the permits. And so they don't have as much staffing as they should have. We're in negotiations with Illinois right now to try to alleviate some of that problem. States in my home state, Washington State, is a problem. You have to go to local city or county to get the permit issued. And, you know, when the offices are sort of closed, there's no employees there, it gets a little difficult. We've got a lot of lawsuits still pending on the COVID stuff for not giving out permits or selling, you know, or background checks for selling firearms in some places, or for that matter, you know, trying to close down gun ranges or gun stores. We've been very successful, but there's still some that are still pending. The COVID is making it a little harder for us to make our arguments in a courtroom. Because they can show, you know, hey, we are burned in some cases when I issue marriage licenses either. It's creating some problems for us. We're on top of it. We're working it. We don't want this to continue. It's already been too long. The delays have been gone for too long, and they need to stop.
Thank God the Second Amendment Foundation is involved with the two great questions from listeners. If you want to ask some questions, you can watch the show from the Video Network Studios in 4K on your televisions, Apple TV, Roku TV, Fire Stick, or over at Facebook.com/OpsLens or at ArmedAmericanRadio.com. You can watch the show live, and you can jump in the chat and ask those questions. Alan, the California Department of Justice announced dates, and this is confusing to me, and I want you to try to make this as simple as possible for listeners, but they're going to reopen the registration of the quote-unquote so-called assault weapons required by the federal court as a result of your successful case, Sharp versus Bechara. The court ordered the state of California also to pay roughly $152,000 in fines. What is this about, and why are you watching this? What's going on now? We lost, but we won. What's happening here?
Yeah, the $152,000 they're ordered to pay is not in fines. It's our legal fees for bringing the case. They had a website set up and a time limit for people to be able to register new guns that they defined as assault weapons in California, except the website didn't work very well. And if you couldn't get through on the website, which most people couldn't, what happened is you could, one, go to jail. You could have your firearms confiscated. And so we went to federal court about it. And the federal court agreed with us and joined California initially from being able to enforce the law until their website could work. The website, in my opinion, is still a little buggy. It's not perfect. But they've now under court order have tried to fix it, and you can now apply not just on the internet. You can now send paperwork in as well. So we've stopped a lot of people from California, particularly of course the individual plaintiffs, from being arrested and having their guns confiscated. But now the system is in place, for people to be able to comply with the law. And so it didn't take out the fact that they have a registration system for people that are grandfathered in with newly defined assault weapons, particularly if you had like a bullet button on your rifle. But we've protected people from having their guns confiscated, from being arrested, and opened the process back up again. I don't support the law that you have to register these things, but bottom line is that I don't want people going to jail or, right, quote-unquote, having confiscated.
So here's the takeaway from all of that, listeners, viewers, and that is, as Alan just mentioned, we don't support any of this registration scheme at all, but damn it, we're going to be there to make sure that it's done properly and that those that are forced to comply with this registration scheme or choose to comply with this registration scheme do not go to prison for trying to comply with California's nutso laws. Alan Gottlieb, thank you, brother. What a great informative hour with you today. Always a pleasure to have you here, my friend. GRPC, you've got about 10, 15 seconds. When is it? Remind listeners.
September 25th and 26th. You can register for it at saf.org, and that way you can download all the free books for your Second Amendment library.
And it's several hundred dollars worth of paperback books that are going to be down there for you electronically. Here's the deal. AWR Hawkins, John Locke coming up next. Until we meet in the next hour, 6 minutes after, carry on, carry off, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Enjoy your next few minutes during the break. I'll see you on the radio.
Build your prescription for freedom with Mark Walters, presented by X Insurance. X Insurance on the Armed American Radio Network.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm excited to announce my new product, My Slippers. They took me over 2 years to develop because I didn't want just an ordinary slipper. My slippers are meant to be worn all day long, no matter what you're doing, whether you're inside or outside. My slippers come with an exclusive three-tier cushioning system that you won't find in any other slipper. It combines two layers of foam, including my proprietary My Pillow Foam, and a patented impact shell made from U.S. soybeans. My three-tier cushioning system is going to help relieve pressure points, provide that micro support you need for all-day comfort, and help prevent fatigue. Not only that, my slippers are made with high-quality leather and a premium indoor-outdoor sole that make them extremely durable. I personally guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own.
Hey, it's Mark, and you know Mike supports the right to keep and bear arms, and we support Mike. Please visit MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Specials box and use promo code AAR for all of Mike's great discounts. Or call 800-978-9358 and remember, use promo code AAR.